听力课堂，听 class.com。
英语口译实务三集，第三盒。
Passage interpreting, passage one, Chinese to English interpretation. Listen to the tape.And interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
新华通讯社是中华人民共和国的国家通讯社，是中国最大的新闻信息采集和发布中心。新华社的前身是红色中华通讯社，创建于1931年11月，1937年改为县名。1949年新中国成立以来，特别是1978年中国实行改革开放后，新华社的规模和业务范围不断扩展，目前正在为建设社会主义现代化的世界性通讯社而奋斗。全社从事新闻报道、经营管理和技术工作的职工有7000多人。新华社总社设在中国首都北京，全社的新闻采集和处理系统由总社、国内分社、国外分社三部分组成。总社除总编辑室外，还设有国内新闻编辑部、国际新闻编辑部、对外新闻编辑部、体育新闻编辑部、新闻摄影编辑部、参考新闻编辑部、新闻信息中心和网络中心。在国内，除台湾省以外的各省自治区、直辖市和香港特别行政区、澳门特别行政区，设有33个分社，在50多个大中城市设有支社或记者站，在海外的100多个国家和地区设有分社，同时还有5个可以直接向国外发稿的总分社。新华社拥有多渠道、多功能、多层次、多手段的新闻报道和发布体系。在国内，每天通过专线分别向中央、省市、地县级的报纸、电台、电视台以及晚报和专业报播发各类新闻稿件，总字数为40多万字。对海外，每天用中、英、法、西、俄、阿、葡7种文字24小时不间断地向世界各地提供各类新闻，总字数为40多万字。此外，每天还向国内外发布经济信息约30万字，提供新闻图片近100底，并根据用户的特别需求，向130多个国家提供多种文字的专稿和特稿。目前，新华社已在海内外建立起一个庞大的新闻信息用户网络，并与近100个国家的通讯社或新闻机构签订了新闻交换合作协议。成立于1993年的新华社音像中心，为各级电视台和广大音像制品订户提供多品种的新闻专题类节目。随着世界科技的发展，新华社的通信技术已基本实现现代化，建成包括文字编辑、图片处理、新闻通讯、经济信息、资料检索等10多个计算机信息处理系统，拥有包括卫星通讯和互联网在内的传输网络。卫星通讯传输网络形成了以北京为中心、香港、纽约、巴黎、伦敦为转发中心，覆盖全国和世界100多个国家和地区的新闻通信体系。近几年来，新华社的经营事业 有了较大的发展，业务范围不断扩大。根据中国政府的授权，从1996年开始，新华社又成立专门机构，负责对外国通讯社及其所属信息机构在中国境内发布经济信息进行归口管理。
Passage 2 English to Chinese Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Have you ever heard of the Pulitzer Prizes? Named after Hungarian newspaper publisher Joseph Pulitzer, this award honors excellence in American literature, journalism, drama, and music. In writing his 1904 will, which made provision for the establishment of the Pulitzer Prizes as an incentive to excellence, Pulitzer specified solely 4 awards in journalism, 4 in letters and drama, 1 for education, and 4 traveling scholarships. In letters, prizes were to go to an American novel, an original American play performed in New York, a book on the history of the United States, an American biography, and a history of public service by the press. But, sensitive to the dynamic progression of his society, Pulitzer made provision for broad changes in the system of awards. He established an overseer advisory board. Since the inception of the prizes in 1917, the board, later renamed the Pulitzer Prize Board, has increased the number of awards to 21 and introduced poetry, music, and photography as subjects, while adhering to the spirit of the founder's will and its intent. Over the years, the Pulitzer Board has at times been targeted by critics for awards made or not made. Controversies also have arisen over decisions made by the board counter to the advice of juries. Given the subjective nature of the award process, this was inevitable. The board has not been captive to popular inclinations. Many, if not most, of the honored books have not been on bestseller lists, and many of the winning plays have been staged off-Broadway or in regional theaters. In journalism, the major newspapers, such as the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post, have harvested many of the awards. But the board also has often reached out to work done by small, little-known papers. The Public Service Award in 1995 went to the Virgin Islands Daily News, St. Thomas, for its disclosure of the links between the region's rampant crime rate and corruption in the local criminal justice system. From its earliest days, the board has in general stood firmly by a policy of secrecy in its deliberations and refusal to publicly debate or defend its decisions. The challenges have not lessened the reputation of the Pulitzer Prizes as the country's most prestigious awards and as the most sought-after accolades in journalism, letters, and music. The prizes are perceived as a major incentive for high-quality journalism and have focused worldwide attention on American achievements in letters and music. More than 2,000 entries are submitted each year in the Pulitzer Prize competitions, and only 21 awards are normally made. The awards are the culmination of a year-long process that begins early in the year with the appointment of 102 distinguished judges who serve on 20 separate juries and are asked to make 3 nominations in each of the 21 categories.
Unit 7. Health and Fitness. Section 1. Dialogue for Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following conversation alternatively into English and Chinese.
现在越来越多的人空闲时去练瑜伽，你能告诉我瑜伽到底是什么吗？
Yoga, developed by the ancient sages of India, is a system of personal development encompassing body, mind, and spirit that dates back more than 5,000 years.
瑜伽从印度演化而来。那这个词是不是有特殊的含义呢？
Yes, it is a Sanskrit word for union, meaning an experience of oneness or union with your inner being or self.
练瑜伽有什么好处呢？
Yoga can be practiced by anyone at any age. It develops flexibility and muscular endurance and,like many of the martial arts, incorporates techniques to relieve stress and bring the mind and body into harmony. It is aimed at the ultimate physical health and happiness, together with mental peace and tranquility.
我听说瑜伽有不同的形式，你能否说说它们有什么区别呢？
Yes, there are various types of yoga.In the Western world, yoga is recognized mainly as hatha yoga, which is a combination of physical exercises, breathing techniques, and meditation. Hatha yoga is said to provide a balanced and wholesome approach to achieving perfect physical and mental health, happiness, and tranquility.Eastern yogas believe that physical exercises are simply a stepping stone to higher paths, and that working only on the body is a waste of time, as the body is mortal, whereas the soul is immortal.
那么可以去哪里练瑜伽呢？
Many people learn yoga by attending classes. However,Videos and books teaching yoga are also popular. As with all exercises, technique is very important, and for this reason, it is advisable for beginners to seek out a reputable teacher.
非常感谢你的建议。
You are welcome.
Section 2. Text for Interpretation. Passage 1.Chinese to English interpretation. Text interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
朋友们，把健康放于首位，你会受益良多。这句话你可能听说过，但并不放在心上。但如果说的就是你，那不妨考虑一下。若有事实证明重视健康的确可以助工作一臂之力，你会不会竖起耳朵听一听呢？事实上，工作和健康关系密切。回想一下上次得感冒的情景，你又咳又喘，喷嚏不断，工作表现可能大受影响，而发挥不佳又会令压力徒增。身处压力之中，你又有病情加重、病症延长的危险。很多机构已削减职员人数，员工的工作负荷更大，给予的支持和资源却只减不增。许多员工的工作自主性小，比如作息固定，没什么发言权，再加上工作压力大，这些人更可能生病误工。当然，你大可置健康于不顾，而在最终期限之前赶工完毕。不过这会增加你的工作压力。如果工作压力使你长时间工作，饮食不佳，睡眠不足，不再定期做运动，你的健康就会受到负面影响。有证据显示，工作压力会导致长期高血压。你可能觉得一天也好，一个星期也好，时间总是不够，但绝不能因为工作而不顾身体健康。如果对健康状况听之任之，工作的时候你可能也会有问题。一生病，即使平时的普通工作也显得更艰难。好比说，刚从膝盖手术中康复， 你不得不拄着拐杖行走。应对诸如糖尿病、哮喘这样的慢性病时，你则要严格按时服药。如果你一边与工作压力较量，一边又和病情做斗争，那工作时不妨找人帮帮忙吧。许多大型机构现在都有员工健康或援助计划。经理们也意识到一支生机勃勃的劳动军有多么重要，他们也尽力使员工保持健康。如果你正竭力让工作健康两不误的话，不妨利用这些资源。即使病情恢复得挺理想，你可能仍要时不时地暂离岗位。重回工作，一切重上正轨，往往让人压力很大。病患出狱，额外的压力不但不利于重投工作，而且可能使病情反复。公司顾问则可以帮助缓解病假后重回岗位这个过渡阶段的压力。如果工作使你力不从心，不妨和主管谈谈。在合适的情况下，你可以畅所欲言，告诉他你工作中需要什么，越坦白越明确，效果越佳。因为生了病就决定不去工作，往往自己就已经输了。如果开诚布公地说出你的需求，大多数主管是有办法通融的。在一些工作场合，主管有权让员工选择灵活工作时间或是否进行远程工作。在主管面前坦诚，你就不太会因为没上班而受纪律处分，相反，他更可能站在你这一边，帮你调节因为老不上班而和同事所起的冲突。谢谢。
Passage 2 English to Chinese Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me to the International Symposium on Obesity. I feel honored to have this opportunity to address the issue of obesity in the United States. In the United States, obesity has risen at an epidemic rate during the past 20 years. One of the national health objectives for the year 2010 is to reduce the prevalence of obesity among adults to less than 15%. Research indicates that the situation is worsening rather than improving. Recent results of the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, 1999, indicate that an estimated 61% of U.S. adults are either overweight or obese. Among U.S. adults aged 20 to 74 years, the prevalence of overweight has increased an estimated 4% since 1980, increasing from 33% to 37% of the population in 1999. In the same population, obesity has nearly doubled from approximately 15% in 1980 to an estimated 27% in 1999. The proportion of overweight and obese children and adolescents has increased 6% between 1980 and 1999. This survey shows significant increases of obesity in all age groups since 1980. The obesity epidemic covered on TV and in the newspapers did not occur overnight. Overweight and obesity are a result of energy imbalance over a long period of time. The cause of energy imbalance for each individual may be due to a combination of several factors. Individual behaviors, environmental factors, and genetics all contribute to the complexity of the obesity epidemic. This makes it a complex health issue to address. Diet and physical activity are the two primary behavioral factors believed to be associated with overweight. The choices a person makes in eating and physical activity contribute much to overweight and obesity. The latest survey shows that calorie intake have increased in adults and that recreational activity is low for many Americans. It tells us again that Americans need to do better in choosing a healthy diet and a sensible plan of physical activity. Just last year, the Surgeon General called attention to the need for regular moderate physical activity in our lives and for a balanced diet. It's good advice, and we all need to act on it for the sake of our own good health. In America, a changing environment has broadened food options and eating habits. Grocery stores stock their shelves with a greater selection of products. Prepackaged foods, fast food restaurants, and soft drinks are also more accessible. While such foods are fast and convenient, they also tend to be high in fat, sugar, and calories. Choosing many foods from these areas may contribute to an excessive calorie intake. Some foods are marketed as healthy, low-fat, or fat-free, but may contain more calories than the fat-containing food they are designed to replace. It is important to read food labels for nutritional information and to eat in moderation. Portion size has also increased. People may be eating more during a meal or snack because of larger portion sizes. This results in increased calorie consumption. If the body does not burn off the extra calories consumed from larger portions, fast food, or soft drinks, weight gain can occur. In energy balance, physical activity also plays a key role because it uses up calories consumed. Regular physical activity is good for overall health. Physical activity decreases the risk for colon cancer, diabetes, and high blood pressure. It also helps to control weight, contributes to healthy bones, muscles, and joints, reduces falls among the elderly, and helps to relieve the pain of arthritis. Physical activity does not have to be strenuous to be beneficial. Moderate physical activity, such as 30 minutes of brisk walking 5 or more times a week, also has health benefits. The environment and genetics may increase the risk of personal weight gain as well. People may make decisions based on their environment or community. For example, a person may choose not to walk to the store or work because of the lack of sidewalks. Communities, homes, and workplaces each shape health decisions. With fewer options for physical activity and healthy eating, it becomes more difficult for people to make good choices. Science shows that genetics also plays a role in obesity. However, genes do not always predict future health. Genes and behavior may both be needed for a person to be overweight. In some cases, multiple genes may increase one's susceptibility for obesity. Thank you for your listening.
Section 4. Interpretation Practice. Note-taking and gap-filling. Listen to the tape and take any necessary notes. As Mark Twain once wrote, "Quitting smoking is easy. I've done it 1,000 times." So if you're having a hard time staying off cigarettes, you are not alone. For most smokers, it takes several attempts before finally being successful. The good news is that each time you try to quit smoking, you get closer to that ultimate goal. First of all, figure out when would be a good time for you to quit. Setting a date is an important part of getting prepared and making a strong commitment to quit. Try to choose a quit date at a time when you will not be undergoing a great deal of stress. And you'd better stock up on mints, gum, healthy snacks, bottled water, etc. These oral substitutes can really be helpful when you get the urge to smoke. Gap filling. Listen to the tape and fill in the blanks with the words missing.
In many ways, the global health situation has improved during the past 60 years. We have seen historic achievements, including the eradication of smallpox, significant reduction in childhood mortality, and much longer lifespans in many countries. But these successes present a sharp contrast with today's great health challenges, and the suffering of millions of people are still without access to the benefits of medical and scientific progress. The great infectious killers continue to spread. The AIDS pandemic is erasing decades of gains in life expectancy in some countries. 25% of adults in the hardest hit areas may be killed by AIDS within 10 years. Progress toward controlling tuberculosis is slow. 2 million people die from tuberculosis every year. Meanwhile, malaria causes 3,000 deaths a day, mainly among children. At the same time, non-communicable diseases are taking a heavier toll. Together, they accounted for more than 45% of the world's disease burden this year. That percentage is projected to rise. We see the big challenges in women's health, including maternal health. There has been little progress in reducing maternal mortality rates over the last decade. We also see huge challenges in the area of mental health.
Passage interpreting. Passage 1. Chinese to English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
女士们，先生们，我很荣幸在此向大家介绍太极拳。太极拳是从中国的赤手搏击演变而来的古老武术之一。武术扎根中国哲学思想，倾注精神层面发展，是提升自我与专注意识的方式。在中国乃至全世界，人们纷纷练习太极。它动作舒缓优美，可强健筋骨，使身姿灵活，对健康大有裨益。太极的起源众说纷纭，有人说它是由宋朝的张三丰所创，有人认为它是由梁朝的韩公岳和程岭熙所创，还有一些人说它是唐朝的许宣平或李道子所创，但所有的观点都无法得到权威的历史记载来考证。中华人民共和国成立之后，为了在人民中进一步推广太极拳，1956年一套简化的太极拳编纂成功，其中去除了重复和艰深的动作。此简化拳谱共有24式。1979年中国国家体育教育和运动委员会再次将其改编成已广为流传的48式太极拳。在中国的公园里，一清早人们就练开了舒展优雅的太极拳，这画面大家早已不陌生。但是太极必须由有资格的老师教授，而并非从书本上可以习得。在你们那儿找个培训班，还要看看老师是否够格。太极拳既可治病健身，又可御敌还击。它注重形神合而为一，它强调专心致志的能力，不致分心或受扰。太极拳的练习者相信心神是能令人们在生活的各方面，包括健康上，真一家境的最重要因素。 他们努力致志其中，全心投入，专注当时情境。专注之后，即可改变、纠正并治愈其身。太极拳的形则是一系列协调统一的动作，连在一起即连绵不断。它可扩大身体的运动范围，帮助放松精神，减少压力，并可培养良好的平衡和站姿。此运动和呼吸技巧相互协调，促使能量在身体内流转。近来太极对老年人的好处已成为西方医学关注的焦点，因为太极能提高平衡能力，加强身体自我意识，从而大大降低了老人摔倒的危险性。它还有助于维持其他平衡和体力训练给身体带来的种种好处。由国家老龄研究学院赞助的增强体质项目中，科学家们说有两项研究与太极有关。在这些研究中，参加太极的人全都年逾古稀，走路更从容不迫，步速更快，摔倒的几率更低。他们还显示出对摔倒的恐惧也较低，并表现出更强的自信，拥有更强的意识去做好自己想做的事情。
Passage 2 English to Chinese Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow citizens, getting Americans off the couch and onto their feet could save an estimated 200,000 lives a year. Yet most of us are either sedentary or only minimally active. Confusion may keep many couch potatoes from getting into shape. People still ask questions like, how often should I exercise? Does it have to be 30 minutes straight? Do I need to go to the gym? Still, in a world where magazines, videos, and friends may give conflicting advice, misunderstanding abounds. What gets most people off the couch and into their walking shoes? It's that unwanted flab that motivates most of us. It shouldn't. Many people don't see immediate weight loss and say it's all for naught and stop. In fact, exercise has a laundry list of benefits. Among them, it improves the ability of insulin to enter cells, so it lowers the risk of diabetes. And it also lowers the risk of heart disease. Exercise alters not only your risk of disease, but your quality of life. One study shows that exercise improved sleep in people with sleep dysfunction. That is, people who take a long time to fall asleep or who wake up frequently at night. The psychological benefits of exercise are frequently overlooked. Exercise isn't a panacea, but it has consistently been shown to relieve both depression and anxiety. Another misunderstanding is that many people still believe that you have to work at a very high intensity in order to get a benefit. In fact, moderate intensity exercise lowers the risk of dying just as much as high intensity exercise. For example, women who regularly engaged in brisk walking reduced their risk of heart disease to the same degree as women who engaged in vigorous exercise. You don't need to run a marathon. The trick is making sure that the exercise is at least moderate intensity, that is, equivalent to walking at a pace of 3 to 4 miles an hour. High intensity exercise does have one advantage. It saves time. It takes less time to burn the same number of calories at higher intensity. Still, many people would fear they are too old to start an exercise program. They think it's unsafe because they have heart disease or diabetes or because they are too out of shape to start. Remember, you're never too old to start. In one study, the participants were frail nursing home residents whose ages ranged from 72 to 98. After just 10 weeks, strength training improved their muscle strength, ability to climb stairs, and walking speed. When the participants see what a difference it makes, they're thrilled. The same goes for people with chronic diseases. For example, people say they can't exercise because they have arthritis. But we see some of the greatest benefits in people with arthritis. Exercise reduces pain and increases range of motion, strength, and mobility. That doesn't mean that everyone can plunge into a bout of vigorous exercise, regardless of health history. In a recent study, ordinarily inactive people, especially men who had high cholesterol or angina or were smokers or obese, were 10 times more likely to have a heart attack within an hour of exerting themselves, usually by jogging or heavy lifting, than at other times. As for the all too common, "I don't have time to exercise," somehow you've got to make the time, or you're going to have medical problems like heart disease, diabetes, or osteoporosis, and it will take a lot more time to deal with them than it takes to exercise. Thank you.